Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the danger zone. Let the evacuations begin as the storm surge approaches. We all know that I'm not going to hold anything back. I say what I want, when I want, and because this is my show, no one's going to say a damn thing to me. That's right, scumbags. I went out and I did what I told everyone I was going to do, and I defeated Todd Knight to become the new Northeastern Regional Champion. And this title reign is going to last for a hell of a long time. Tonight, I have a ton to get off my chest. Let's flash back a little bit and go back to Behind Blue Eyes. There it was, Matt McClain versus Lee Real for the unrecognized World Heavyweight Championship. I could taste it. The moment was there. The title was within my grasp. But then, my world came down crashing around me. You see, a former student of mine decided that he wanted to catch my attention. And then, at the right moment, he decided to screw me and cost me my shot at the title. Well, guess what, Sean? Your time's come. What do you prefer, Terminal Frost now? That's what you're calling yourself nowadays, isn't it? You want to talk, Sean? Let's talk. But we do it when I say, where I say, and we do it all my way. Otherwise, you don't get what you want. Are we clear on that, Sean? Or do I need to pound it into your thick skull? For the time being, Sean, you're put on the back burner. And now, I've got a little business to talk about. And it involves our dear old BACW owner, Mr. Batiste. I got a few questions for you. You seem to have a problem with me, Bradley boy. Now, I know for a fact you saw Sean rip the towel out of Chrissy's hands and then throw it in the ring to cost me the shot at my title. What's the problem with that picture, Brad? Oh yeah, that's right, you screwed me. So, what the hell do you have against me, Brad? Am I not good enough to be your champion? Am I a little too risque for you and the BACW, Bradley boy? Well, guess what? You think that you can't control me? You're damn right you can't. And see, now that you've pissed me off? You just signed your own death warrant. You see, I told you I'd make your life a living hell at Summer Games. And now, you've given me even more of a reason to do so, Bradley boy. You owe me an explanation, and you're going to give me one tonight. While I'm thinking about it, I've got a few other things that you and I need to talk about. When the hell did you ever think joining the WWA was a good idea? Didn't we have a discussion in which I stated, Malik stated, and hell, even Daryl Bazal stated, the WWA is a cancer, but you just couldn't listen. You were too busy having your little dog lick your balls while Tito poured liquor down your throat. The sad truth of it all, Brad, is you're trying to recruit. You're trying to bring some people in. You're trying to make the BACW something more. Bradley, everything you need is right here within me and the Revolution. Now, last week, in the match, I hurt my elbow. And now I'm told that I have to defend my title and referee a match. Oh, no. See, that doesn't sit well with me. I swear, if I didn't know any better, I'd say that you were trying to screw me over again, Brad. Watch your back, Bradley boy. Because you're in for a long night. Now, for my first guest, please welcome... What the hell?
win this next contest is a unification bout that will be one fall with no time limit. At this time, we request that you all get down and bow your heads to pay homage to your Messiah. Standing 6'5" tall and weighing in at 278 pounds of chiseled steel and sex appeal, he hails from Los Angeles, California, and claims to be the most decorated man in professional wrestling history. A former multi-time world heavyweight champion who broke the record for the longest world title reign, he is your BACW Heavyweight Champion! Introducing to you the one and only Messiah Professional Wrestling, Rick Righteous!
With the crowd continuing to get on the case of Rick Righteous, if you don't know already now that Rick Righteous was the last man to unify the heavyweight belts here in BACW, tonight he says he's guaranteeing that he's going to do it again. Now that BACW is part of WWA, Rick will begin his long climb to bring the WWA world title back home where he says it belongs, reestablishing the dominance and glory BACW once proudly hailed as members of the NEWA. Rick's only flaw, I think, is that he's too concerned with his own legacy in order to put BACW's legacy in front of his. It's my personal opinion that in time, we will find out if the ego of Rick Righteous is either going to float him above the WWA waters like the Queen Mary, or sink him to the bottom of the ocean like the Titanic.
It's damn good not only to be back, but to be back as your BACW Heavyweight Champion. Promo, you're right. You and everyone else in the world will have to endure another title reign by yours truly, your Messiah, Rick Righteous. Your Messiah, Rick Righteous, is wrestling. I made the sport what it is today, and that is a ratings success. If it wasn't for me, none of you would be here today. I and I alone single-handedly saved this sport. I saved this organization. I am the face of the BACW, like it or not. You better live it, love it, learn it, because I'm going to be your BACW champion for a very long time. Go ahead, fanboys, fangirls, boo me. I love each and every boo, because it is one thing that you should know about your Messiah, beside the fact that I am the greatest wrestler of all time, is that I don't give a damn about any of you or what you think. But I'll set the record straight right now about a couple of things, specifically regarding my opponent, Sam Nidus. Sam, the only reason you're here tonight is because I created you, bitch. When I was general manager, I put you in positions to get recognized because I felt sorry for you. Because of the sad excuse of a human being, the sad excuse of a wrestler that you really are. The only reason you beat Lee Real is because he was exhausted and could barely walk after facing Matt McClain. If he had the face you rested, you wouldn't have a chance in hell against him. You had even less of a chance against me. You see, I was the very last BACW Heavyweight Champion and the very last man to unify the championship belts. And I promise I'm about to do it again here tonight. Wrestling needs me. It doesn't need a loser like you. Birthright, Sam? It is my birthright, bitch, to be Lord and Savior over the BACW, to be its champion, to be what I am today, the face of wrestling. You were basically handed the belt, bitch. And let me tell you something. Just because you are the current title holder doesn't make you anything. You're still nobody. I've created you, and what the Messiah has created, he can destroy. You'll find that out tonight, firsthand. You will know why I and I alone am the Messiah of wrestling. Not like you, some brokeback mountain-humping, hermaphrodite-loving bitch like yourself. I make ratings. You make people puke. I make this company one to be respected, You make this company a fucking joke. You see the obvious trend? I have proven time and time again throughout my glorious career that I am the very best. You've only proven me to be a chair-swinging, dumb son of a bitch. The only thing you can lead this company to is ruin and bankruptcy. I'm not going to let you do that to this company, Sam. As much as I don't like him, I won't let you do it to Petit. I won't let you do it to these fans, the boys in the back. Most of all, you sick, non-talented bastard, I won't let you do it to me. I will make things right, and I will keep them right. If I have to sacrifice everything I love to do so, I will make damn certain your reign ends tonight. Not only for the good of us all, but because I have to. Get ready, because it's not coming. Your personal Armageddon is already here.
Opponent making his way to the ring, accompanied by the anti-diva herself, Miss Suck. He is the new e-wrestling.org heavyweight champion. He is evil. He is Sam Goddamn Nethouse.
Slowly making his way up the aisle, Sam Nattis points to Rick Righteous, and I believe he just told the Righteous One that he was going to break him in half. And wow, I don't think Rick was too happy with those comments from evil Sam Goddamn Nattis. Now on the apron and stepping over the top ropes, Nattis thrust Sledge up high into the air, and listen to the fans cheer once again for the evil one. They love this guy in BACW. Jerking Miss Suck by the leash through the ropes, Nattis hands the referee his championship belt, and holding both titles up in the air, we're ready to see who will be the new leader of BACW. Handing the hardware to the seconds, the referee turns to the timekeeper and calling for the bell. Here we go! Marching into the center of the ring, both men immediately unload with punches and bunches, and that's exactly how I envisioned this match opening up. Nattis rocks Righteous with the right and pushing Rick off the ropes. Nattis follows Rick as he goes over the logo. Righteous hits the ropes and immediately is greeted with a clothesline from hell. And wow, did you see Rick's head bounce off of Sam Nattis's massive arm like a Super Bowl? Keeping the pressure on Righteous, Nattis leans into a spine-wrenching pump handle slam, and you know that had a hurt. Pulling Righteous off the canvas, Nattis looks to loop the arm of the BACW champion, but it's Rick with the DDT counter. No, into an arm wringer. Hook to the eyes obstructs Sam Nattis's vision, and planting a boot into the midsection, it's Righteous with a textbook vertical suplex. Nattis now tries to roll to all fours, but it's Rick Righteous who stops him dead in his tracks with a series of hard boots to the back of his neck. Now face first into the canvas, holding his head in pain, Nattis is open for Rick Righteous rolling knee. And my God, did you see that knee slam into the injured area? And that had to add insult to injury. Nattis grunts off the pain, but it's Righteous who isn't done. And he's now sinking into a surfboard. And look at him pull back on the chin of Sam Goddamn Nattis. My God, Righteous is trying to snap Nattis in half. Rick is calling for the submission, but if there's one thing I know, it's that Sam Nattis will never utter the words, I quit. Finally breaking the hold and pushing Sam over for the one, two, no. Sam Nattis gets his shoulder off the canvas at the last possible second, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Righteous now brings the action back to his feet and setting up a pile driver in the center of the ring. Nattis rams his massive fist into the solar plexus of Rick Righteous. Again, again, again. Righteous bends over and jamming Rick's head between his thighs. Look out, Sam Nattis has him, a big cradle pile driver. Compresses Rick Righteous's neck into the logo, and Sam Nattis shakes his finger. No, he's not going for the win. What's he gonna do, folks? He's lifting the limp Rick Righteous off the canvas, and it's Nattis with the brutally Righteous will not be denied, and where the hell did the strength come from to kick out of that series of brutal maneuvers? It appears Natus is taking a page out of Rick Righteous's book, and he feels that working on the neck area of his opponent is going to give him the best chance of winning. Off the canvas come both men once again, and it looks to me like Natus is setting up the unprettier. No! Righteous doesn't allow it to happen, countering with a back heel kick to the groin and unleashing a hellacious roundhouse to the side of Sam Natus's face. Sam Natus collapses lifelessly into the logo face first. Rick has a cover in the press. One! Two! No! This time it's Natus who beats the count at fans. These two men are so tough, I'm not even sure if either wrestler is capable of obtaining a fall right now in this stage of the bout. Off the canvas by the hair comes Sam Natus, and as Rick Wright just tosses him into the ropes, Rick twirls into a 360-degree elbow smash! No! Natus ducks, and Rick Wright just... Oh, he just hit the referee! My God! Not again! Wait a minute, wait a minute. Why is the crowd booing? Oh, no! It's the Spectre who is now racing down to the ringside area with that damn barbed wire wrench. Righteous better pay attention to Sam Natus, who's now stalking him from behind. But Rick is furious, and he's calling for the Spectre to enter the ring. And here comes a purple hair freak up onto the apron. Hey, Rick, he's got that damn wrench. Look out. Natus can't take it anymore, and he's charging towards Rick. Spectre reaches back with the wrench, and oh my God! He missed! He missed, and he just drilled Sam Natus right in the head. The Spectre drops down from the apron, clearly upset as a BACW security guards begin to drag him into the mat, with Spectre threatening the life of Rick Righteous all the way. Natus is out on his feet and wobbling around with blood pouring from his forehead. Righteous now gets into position. Booked to the stomach. Step down to the head. Right move, stunner, and here comes a BACW referee sliding into the ring. Where's that referee coming from? One, two, three, that's it. It's over, and Rick Righteous has once again unified BACW's Heavyweight Championship!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall and new unified BACW Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous!
As the second referee, a BACW referee, hands Rick Righteous both championship belts. Hey, oh my God, what is this? The original eWrestling.org referee, he's taking the titles away from Righteous, and Righteous now has him by the shirt. Natus with the low blow from behind and spinning Rick around. Here comes the pain! Triple six, sit out, powerbomb with the thud! One, two, what the hell? Three, oh my God, the referee is now handing Sam Natus both titles, and it appears both men have obtained pinfalls in the same match. But who's the champion? Well, it appears the BACW owner, Mr. Petit, is not done tonight. He looks fuming mad. He is storming down the rampway, and he is pointing to both referees. All I can tell you is this. The owner of this company looks absolutely hot.
Shoulders of Rick Righteous! 1, 2, 3. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna allow you both y'all, to walk out of here, walk out of Brooklyn with both your titles around your waist. But at the next I Pay For View, you two will dance one more time, and at that show, I guarantee that we will unify these belts. And Spectre, if you're listening to me in the back, since you can't keep your papa head ass out of the ring, I'm gonna book you and Sam Natas together for the title at our next month's show. As for the BACW Heavyweight Championship, Rick Rogers, but don't you let that Sam Natas in there, because as stipulated tonight, you will be defending your title against all Glavin and the Preacher, and Rick is gonna be inside the confines of a steel cage 201. Rick Righteous, let me tell you something, boy. If you get DQ or you get counted out during this steel cage match, or you try to walk out, you will lose your title. Now, both y'all, get out of my ring so the show can continue. Before I forget, I sincerely hope in a couple of months that both y'all are gonna enjoy the brutality.
Wow, can you believe it? Mr. Batista's allowed both men to keep their titles that they came into the show with, but at the next night pay-per-view, the belts will be unified once and for all, and Mr. Batista guarantees that they will be unified. I guess the only question has to be, can both Sam Natas and Rick Wright just hold on to their respective belts until that time? We don't even know, I guess, if what the main event is going to be at the next pay-per-view, because if Righteous or Natas loses a belt, it could be any combination of BACW superstars in that main event. I guess we're just going to have to wait until that time to find out what the bookings are going to be. And you know what, folks? Unfortunately, it's time to take a break. But when we return in our main event, it's going to pit Matt McClain against his Mid-South Syndicate partner, Malik Johnson. We'll see you in a few.